This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice. Both of them were goldfish. It was the cabin of an airplane. He stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse's name Friday.
Hey, can I talk to you guys for a second?
Yeah.
This is an awesome party. Like, I love it. Like, Dennis is a super close friend. Great location. I love his house. Like, the food is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Parking ample. You know, it's like, it's a cool place. It's, you know,
you
it's,
pulled
it's a,
us
it's
into
cool
the
party.
Tiniest bathroom I've ever seen. What do you need, JBC?
Yeah, he's got multiple bathrooms. They all smell delicious. Like, I'm actually getting hungry being in this bathroom. Is that insane? Like, I don't know what the smell. It's like this potpourri. It's so fucking good.
Huh?
I guess my big problem...
Okay.
...is that he takes the dressing up as Baby New Year, like, a little too far. You know what
so
I'm saying?
So you think, yeah, like a diaper should be worn, or...?
No, yeah, I mean, just the diaper would be fine. Yeah. Like, it, you know, as a Baby New Year, I get it with the diaper, but, like, he...
The umbilical
wets.
Cord to the grandfather clock...
Was it? Yeah, I mean, like, that's a touch too far, like the stinky, dirty diaper, the umbilical cord to the clock.
JPC, you're saying our mutual close friend Dennis takes dressing up as Baby New Year a little too far?
If I'm out of line, just let me know, because it seems like you guys aren't on my side.
No,
here.
I think, JPC, yeah. If Aaron and I are understanding correctly, the three of ours close friend, star of FX's Rescue Me, Dennis Leary... is going too far with his Baby New Year party costume.
And GBC, we just are trying to clarify because I will say you've had sort of a jealousy issue with Dennis Leary in the past.
No.
Yeah.
And
the ref. Remember the ref?
Of stir the pot. You remember
I asked
the ref?
Him what Andrew Garfield was like, and he said he's fine. That's not an answer, Dennis.
Oh, I think Chris Pratt is voicing Andrew Garfield now.
Oh, thank God.
I just heard the news.
But he's not going to do an Italian.
Well,
JPC. I think this party's going great. I think the costume's funny. Not too graphic, but a little graphic. I sort of feel like it strikes the balance. I think he's doing great. I'm having fun. Adel, you're having fun.
Yeah, I'm drunk.
He's drunk. So I think you need to maybe take a second, splash some cold water on your face.
You know what?
Affirmations, and
yes.
We're going to get back to the party, okay?
I'm overreacting. You guys should leave this tiny little bathroom. Leave me in here for a couple of minutes. Not going to do another upper ducker.
Okay, I'm going to take the potpourri out with me. You're not going to eat that.
I'm not going to eat the potpourri. It doesn't help me do the upper decker.
Hold on. So you're the asshole who put a duck in the top of my toilet? You're doing the upper duckers?
But it's a digested duck.
Ugh.
That duck came out of me.
Okay, this is ruined. I'm going to call us an Uber, and we're going to go record an episode, okay? I don't trust us at this party.
Okay, we have to say goodbye to Dennis Leary.
Hey, are you guys in the bathroom?
Yep.
You guys enjoying yourselves?
Yep.
You ever notice, I grew up in Boston, smoking a cigarette. I grew up in Boston, and you ever notice?
Just crawl out the window, Adel.
Hey, the Celtics.
Step on my back, Adel.
Okay, yeah, hurry. Oh.
get out. JPC, you
and
go.
And is it bullshit that Dennis Leary hired Dennis Leary impersonators to just circulate at his party?
You're jealous. Get out.
Aaron, look at this. JPC and I are outside the window. You're still inside. You're about to jump. I'm dressed like Fessick from Princess Bride. JPC is dressed like Indigo Montoya. And you're the Princess Bride. This is just like that moment in Princess Bride where Fessick looks up and he goes, "Jump, pretty lady." I've or never something
read
like
it.
That. Remember?
I've never read it. I've
You've
never read
never
it.
Read it? Anybody got a peanut?
Nobody's read it. Nobody's read it.
That's not Drew Columbo read it.
All right, I'm out of the window.
Okay. Oh, landed hard in the bushes.
It hurts so bad and I'm really scared. I'm in a lot of pain and I'm really scared.
Dennis Leary has hard bushes.
Pull up the car. Pull up the car.
And get into the episode. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. And happy freaking New Year.
And happy
May
freaking year.
All the episodes be forgot. And let's start anew.
If you're listening to this. Oh, yeah. You go.
I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, wow, that opening was spot on. That was really good. But what you should be thinking is, was the theme song different?
Was that a different theme song? Who was that?
Something new?
Something borrowed, something blue. That was beep bada boo. That was Josh Fudge.
You remember?
Josh Fudge. Heard of him?
That was the Josh Fudge remix to the Hey Riddle Riddle theme. Thanks to old friend of the show, Josh Fudge, a person that we found their name live while we were recording, and they couldn't have been nicer about it.
Mm-hmm.
And now we have this awesome theme. So thank you.
Thank you, Josh Fudge. Check out Josh Fudge's music on Spotify. Follow Josh Fudge on all the socials.
And tune in next week to Hey Riddle Riddle, where we will be debuting a completely different theme, which will be our old theme, and then we'll just use that one forever.
Unless
something
happens and we change our mind.
Yeah, I guess unless. Everything is caveated with that. There's always an unless.
Absolutely, unless.
We're starting the year afresh, anew. If you're listening to this right now, it probably means that you're currently doing the bare minimum at work. We're so proud of you. This is a great start.
So proud of you.
But we are a riddle podcast, and we solve riddles and puzzles and my notes say here, lateral thinking problems. Three Chicago comedians. That's not super updated. We should update what the show is.
Two Chicago comedians, one LA comedian.
I saw a sticker on a light pole today, Adel, and it said Chicago Comedy College. And then it said in like fine print, it had like a phone number and it was like million served. And then it had like a fine print at the bottom and it said, as heard on Joe Rogan Experience.
Wow.
What? Like,
did Joe Rogan plug the Chicago Comedy College, a scam that seems to be like perpetuated on this light pole?
What a weird.
Anyway, I took down the number and I am going to, that's my New Year's resolution is finally send Adel to Chicago Comedy College.
He'll learn so much.
Yeah.
Will you guys come visit me in my dorm?
No.
Okay.
It's going to be dirty in there.
Ooh. Super dirty, yeah.
Gross.
Well, it's a comedy college, so it wouldn't be a dorm. It would be, a dormant volcano?
It's okay that you don't know how to do this yet. You haven't gone.
A dorm from Cheers.
Dorm from Cheers.
Here's what I'll say. So it is Happy New Year. It's 2024.
Gross.
We need to tack on. So 2024, we have to have some resolutions as a unit, as a whole, as an entity, as a group, as a podcast. I was thinking 2024 is Hey Riddle Riddles 2020 NAR, which means, is that 2024? It's 2020 NAR. And what it means is NAR, more Australian accents. For the whole year, we can't do any more Australian accents. I feel like, especially me,
yep,
it's a go-to. Nope. I don't do it well, famously. I don't care that I don't do it well. It's fun to do. But we're growing, we're changing, we're evolving, we're challenging ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're stepping outside our comfort accents. 2020 NAR.
Okay.
Yeah,
and
I love it.
I will say the last 2 years have been about Nicole Kidman in her AMC ad.
Yeah.
So we'll have to move on from that. Are we ready? Perfect.
We've been leaning on that for so. Well, I haven't gotten to comedy college yet.
That's
a good point. I'm sorry.
I haven't got my degree, which...
Adel, is it okay if I just get a couple things out just to get them out of my system? Because I'm fully on board. My Australian accent absolutely sucks. I lose confidence in it halfway through. But just to push it out so I can get a clean start.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hither. Okay. And rise abide.
Rise
okay,
abide.
I'm all good.
Rise
I'm
abide.
All good. I'm done. No, I'm done. I'm done now.
All right. Let me get it out. Liza disc. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Specialize. I think I got it.
Dishwasher? Great. Dishwasher? People. Pappy and Nampil.
Are you done? Are you done, Adel?
We've had no requests to come to Australia to do a live show. Do you guys, do we feel like we know why?
Connected? Do you think there's a correlation?
I think it's just because it's a country full of hoons.
And hoons are...
Oh, hooning is one of the my favorite Australian pastimes that I've learned about. Basically, hooning or hoons are people that, like, I guess, like, soup up cars and then destroy them by, like, driving them too hard. Yeah. It's a very uniquely Australian thing to do.
Sounds very Australian.
And it's very illegal.
Wait, we said that. Okay.
I know.
We're not going to be the
episode.
Podcast.
After
this episode?
Yeah. 2020
no. For me, it's now. I'm done. I just had to talk about hooning one more time, and now I'm done. I won't talk about hooning for another year.
R&R.
I'm not trying at all. I'm not trying to be negative here. I think we can't do it.
Well, here's the thing, Aaron. Australia, let's see. There are different time zones. So this is, for Australia, this episode is in December. No, that can't be right. We'll figure it out. But anyway, this episode is the final episode.
It's only the third, so it might be. It might be still December.
No, I think they're ahead of us. Here's what I'll say. We do have some quick work up top that we have to get through. It's not fun. It's an obligation. Mm. Famously, last New Year's, we talked about celebrities we think will pass away this year.
I hate when we do that.
Aaron, you famously said Bluey's dad Bandit would.
Did I?
Yes. You did.
Oh, yikes.
JBC said that Rahm Emanuel would be eaten by a helicopter. So, is there any...
Is this real? I don't know.
This
is
real.
Is there any... So, we do have to get just a few chunks out of the way, and then we can start with the riddles. Is there any celebrities we want to say are going to pass away this year?
I'm going to say Rahm Emanuel is going to get eaten by a helicopter. I'm going to double down on that.
I want to say that I think the helicopter that ate Rahm Emanuel last year is going to pass away in 2024.
Okay, and I think Goofy... is going to hit a canyon bottom and not bounce back.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Not Wile E. Coyote. I think Goofy. I think his time is due.
But you think Goofy's going to perish, trying to be respectful, in a very Wile E. Coyote way. So do you think, is it, okay.
Here's what I don't know. And this is something I just thought about this morning. Woke up in a scream, in a fit. I had a night terror about it. Wile E. Coyote and Goofy both... plunge a lot to canyon bottoms. Wile E. Coyote famously holds up a little sign that says like help or yelp or whatever it is.
Right.
Goofy does more of like a yahoo hoo hoo hooey.
Okay.
Okay. So
yeah.
I think Wile E. Coyote is fit for this life. I think he's all about that life, that canyon bottom life. I think Goofy was not made for this. I think Goofy is a dog who needs to stay in his lane and he's not. And I think it catches up to him.
Adel, if you had a little sign that you'd hold up when you were about to fall into a canyon, what would it say?
This seems right.
Oh, no.
It just say, of course.
He had the sign.
Of course.
He brought the sign. I guess, if you bring around a sign that says, of course, with you anywhere you go, no matter how you die, it's going to make someone smile.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And RIP already to the... Roadrunner Wile E. Coyote movie that just got shelved and they said will never be released because it's going to be a tax write-off. So that's a bummer. A few other things we have to get to. Public domain announcements for 2024. And actually, this seems apropos about what we're just talking about.
Did Uncle Santa finally hit the public domain?
Not yet. That'll be next year, I think. So public domain for 2024.
People all of a sudden, it's a mad dash to write a musical about Uncle Santa.
Listeners, you don't understand how much money we pay every time we do an Uncle Santa episode. It's an investment for us.
Yeah, famously, it's like $80,000.
I don't know if this is correct, but one website said public domain for 2024, Batman, Superman, Mickey Mouse, and even Bugs Bunny. So
that can't be right.
That is insane, and that cannot be correct.
That's what it said, and I'm going to trust the very first search result versus doing any diligent research. We also have to get to some 2024 predictions. Anybody have some predictions for the year? Perhaps something with the Paris Summer Olympics?
Way more Batman porn. Yes.
Yeah.
Way more Superman porn, way more Mickey Mouse porn. I feel like this is an easy one.
What about Bugs Bunny porn? It's Bugs Bunny and he's chomping on a penis.
2023 was peak Bugs Bunny porn. I don't think you can get any more Bugs Bunny porn.
He's chomping on a penis like Groucho Marx.
Don't say something that funny. I'm not in the right mindset for something that funny at all.
Bugs Bunny what's up, has, dick?
He has anal sex and then says, ain't I a stinker? I think that's pretty fun. Of course, Elmer Butt, him and Elmer Butt have sex.
Okay, I love something. It.
Okay.
These are predictions that you're doing predictions for 2024?
No, these are things that projects I'm working on.
Got it.
Any 2024 predictions besides that?
I predict that we all get closer in our friendship.
Oh.
I predict that we do at least 3 scenes that require Australian accents every episode.
Can I do a prediction? A prediction? And I'm sorry for everyone. I'm sorry for all of you free listeners, freeloaders out there. We love you. Wow. You don't have to pay anything for the show. But if you do go to the Patreon, every month for the past, 3 or 4 years, we do a review crew episode.
Yes.
Where we review something. I predict that. So we do, 12 a year? I predict that for 2024, for this year.
Yes.
Okay.
75%, so 9 out of the 12 review crews, Aaron will be unable to complete for some reason.
Okay.
There will be a valid reason. She'll have a reason, but she will not be able to finish whatever the assignment is for some reason.
And please be honest with me. Are you saying this based on me throwing up maple syrup into the sink?
Aaron, this has nothing to do with you throwing up maple syrup into the sink. This has nothing to do with you taking your dog to the emergency room. This has nothing to do with the video game giving you motion sickness so you can't finish. This has nothing to do with the fact that Netflix personally logged you out and said you can never log back in before you watch the movie. This is just a blanket statement that I think will be a prediction that will come true.
Hold on. I am mostly okay in our main feed episodes. I think I thrive on our Clue Crew episodes.
That's where you're best.
Everything's great. I'm golden over there. I'm the queen over there. There is something about Review Crew episodes. I'm cursed over there.
Yeah.
It is unnatural to my body to be on Review Crew episodes. You, too, probably feel so uncomfortable in some corner of Hey Riddle Riddle, right? Addle?
Addle, please, you have to feel uncomfortable.
I'm always uncomfortable.
That's my secret cap. No, Aaron, this is where the smart money is. I'm just putting my money on a bet that I think I can win, and I'm being conservative when I say 9 out of 12.
All right, well, I'm about to have to get completely determined to not have anything go wrong.
That will just make it happen more for me, so that's fine.
I'm going to do a side bet based off what JPC just said,
ooh.
And I think, Aaron, for your November review crew, in this year of our Lord, our Lord, L-O-R-D-E, Australian Lord, 2020-R, I think that for your birthday month, you're going to have a poll that's like, Aaron goes to Hawaii, and then the other options are going to be like, hold your breath for 4 minutes, catnap, and something else. Catnap's going to win, or whatever it is, and we're going to have to, and Aaron's going to be like, fuck, oh no.
Is this because I put DIY Christmas decorations, the one I really wanted to win, on the poll, and then maple syrup one, and I threw up into the sink? I feel like there's been a huge social consequence for me throwing up into my own sink in my own home with my own maple syrup.
In the privacy of my own podcast.
Yeah, okay, I'm not safe in my podcast anymore?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Okay, we have one more thing to get to before we get to riddles, and that is something we started last year. It's now a Hey Riddle Riddle New Year tradition, which is, JPC, you have to call Jason Statham and tell him to not jerk off. I don't know if you remember this. Famously, last year, 2023, our first episode of the year, you called Jason Statham and warned him because you predicted that the cast of The Expendables would perish.
Oh, okay. Aaron, do you have any memory of this?
Absolutely none. And guess what? I did the best of episodes this year, and so I listened to that episode within the last 3 weeks.
So wait, but what do you think the odds are that this didn't happen and that Addle is just making me do this?
That would be very funny.
Because I have to do it.
There's still time to do something like that in this episode. Say we did something last year and make us do it again. Mm-hmm. I will say, JPC, this sounds a lot like you, and I think you should do it.
Sounds right.
Okay. But he can nail my voice. I think he knows exactly. Okay, you know what? We'll just do it. We'll just, give it a quick dial here. Don't know why I'm dialing. I should just hit Jason Statham. It'll auto-dial when I select it from my contacts.
Oi, you've reached Jason Statham and his partner. And his partner.
Hobbs!
That's right, we're married. Please leave a message after the beep.
Married the character Hobbs?
Babe.
Was that his beep or is that...
Beep.
Okay. Hey, Jason, you gotta change the answering machine. Every time I call, I feel like I spend the first 30 seconds of the call saying it's so fucking confusing. Who's doing Hobbs,
beep.
By the way? What the fuck? Oh, that's my microwave. Oh, God. And the milk got too hot. No way to cool it down. Sort of reverse microwave. I guess I could try my best to invent that. See if I put negative 30 seconds on the microwave.
Boy, love. Hey, I just picked up the phone. I was trying
Jason.
To let this go to the machine, but you've
Jason.
Been... Yeah.
It's JPC. Wait, you weren't jerking off, were you?
What does he want?
You weren't jerking off,
what
were you,
What does
Jason?
He want? Maybe.
Jason, you're only here by the grace of God because you didn't do it last year. I gotta tell you, buddy, you can't do it this year.
God is great, isn't it? God is good,
it
isn't
is.
It? Isn't it?
If you jerk off at all this whole year, your sister, Vanessa Kirby... From the
Game
Fast
of Thrones
movies. Yeah,
you mean jerk off again? Hi, it's me, Hobbs. He jerked off already.
Hobbs, what are you even doing there?
I am...
You're his partner.
Yes.
Stop him from jerking off.
No. What? Would never.
All right. You're on your own journey. Good luck to you, Jason. Good luck. God bless. Hobbs, I'll see you at Christmas.
All right. Love you.
Bye. I love you too. Bye.
Wow. What a sweet little phone call that was.
What a
nice tradition that is. Well,
they're down to earth folk.
Another tradition we have most episodes is that we have to do some fucking riddles. So let's do that tradition. Everybody ready for some riddles? The first
Yay!
Of the new year? Okay.
Yes.
Trodden by sparrows.
Shadow.
Huh?
Yeah. A shadow.
Echo.
Yeah, it's echo. Trodden by sparrows, resting their wings, adorns peasants' houses, stands above kings.
Wreath, chimney, icicles, roof.
It's a roof. Wow. Aaron, starting off the new year, blazing hot. Let's see if we can keep that strict.
What's a sparrow?
I did hear roof, which means I do want to see an Uncle Santa scene.
No, why? No, we don't have to at all. It's a new year, please.
That's kind of in poor taste because he's passed away.
He passed away. I think we did have like second cousin Saint Nick. We had a few.
Casey is typing.
There were other, you know, there were other Uncle Santas, but he's gone. We could do it. I don't mind doing like my impression.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to, you know, listeners are gonna. It's in poor taste. It's not in the public domain. It's gonna cost us $80,000, and it's in poor taste.
I do want to see it.
Okay.
So JPC, do your best impression. So you're Uncle Santa on the roof, and it's January. Aaron, you are the homeowner of this roof, and you have a feeling that he's been stuck up there, and you're coming up to check on him about a month later.
Hey.
No.
I brought you some coffee.
No.
And I made an extra bagel. I know you're not stuck.
You're asleep.
Yep.
You're dreaming.
I'm dreaming. Well.
Leave the dream bagel.
Yep. I'm going to leave the dream bagel and the dream coffee, dream change of underwear, and a blanket.
No. I won't be needing that. Hey, here's an idea.
I can smell you, Uncle Santa. I can
Throw
smell you from down here.
Up here.
You want a pizza for lunch? Is frozen pizza okay? I'm going to cook it, but does it have to be delivery?
Come on.
Okay, I will. Okay, but Uncle Santa, if you can, we took all
I
the
can't.
Christmas decorations down last
I
week.
I can't.
Okay.
I'm scared.
Okay, are you stuck up there or are you like emotionally stuck up there?
Yes.
Okay.
Ho.
Hey, Genie.
Yeah, what's up?
Can I try talking to him?
Yeah, but honey, I think we're gonna have to move. I'm not even kidding.
Okay, I think I have. Hey, champ. Hey, big guy.
Close your robe.
Oh, sorry about that.
Wide open robe.
Sorry about that. The wind just really took it. I was wondering, I see you have a Ski-Doo up here. Are you able to maybe slide? I don't know how you got up here on a Ski-Doo.
Okay, you want to take it for a test drive. Everybody wants to spin on Uncle Santa's Ski-Doo.
Well, I'm not magical, so I think I just crashed.
Take the keys. Well, you whipped that. There go the keys.
Well, you threw them at me. You threw them at me about 150 miles an hour.
Not my fault.
That was a fastball.
Honey, you're
pitch.
Bleeding. You're bleeding. Oh my God, Uncle Santa.
Huh? What? Come
How
on.
How much longer are you? You just injured my husband. Okay, this
till
is
the
serious.
Snow melts.
You scared
till
the kids.
Snow melts.
No, Uncle Santa.
Let me stay till the snow melts.
You make the neighbors nervous. You make
Why?
The kids nervous.
What? Racists?
No, Uncle
Your
Santa.
Your neighbors are racist.
There's a lot of neighborhood dogs
Maybe.
Missing.
That's but Santa?
Hold on. You saying I'm eating the dogs?
Oh,
I'm
God.
Saying there's a lot of neighborhood dogs missing.
What am I doing? I'm using my sack that I keep all the presents in, tricking the dogs into getting into the sack, pulling it up onto the roof and eating the dogs. Wouldn't there be dog bones on the roof?
I can see dog bones on
There's
the roof.
There's a pile of dog bones right there.
You got a dirty roof, ho, ho, ho. That's Same. Not on me.
Wow.
I'm glad we saw it. That was worth the $80,000, I think.
Yeah, some new lore, some new backstory. Uncle Santa a little less likable.
Well, no, I don't think so. That was
less likable.
Impression. That
Adult,
was
it's my
impression.
Least favorite episode of any podcast ever is the Uncle Santa podcast.
He rides a Ski-Doo onto roofs. He gets stuck for a month. He eats dogs.
He's dead.
He died.
In service of something.
He had a reason. He had his reasons. Here's another riddle. What is black as night and floats on a sea of white? It tells a story but makes no sound. It helps the news to get around.
Writing. Words on a piece of paper.
Yeah, like typeface.
Aaron, you basically got it. It's just a little more specific than that.
Font.
A book. A newspaper.
Did you say font?
I said font.
Font. That's close. What is black as night and floats on a sea of white?
A word.
Yes.
Letters?
Yes, but specifically.
Are we
so
looking
this is,
for a specific word?
Well, yeah. I mean, all answers are
yeah.
specifically.
Yeah.
News.
I guess that's right.
But this, let me read this first part one more time.
Floats
this might
on
be
a
helpful.
Sea of white.
What is black as night and floats on a sea of white? So a newspaper, was somebody guessed. That's a lot of black and white. But this specific thing is black on top of the white. It floats in a sea of white.
Oh, cookies and cream.
Like a title?
It's used to make a newspaper.
Ink. And
yeah, Aaron, it's ink.
Okay.
Pretty good, I thought.
I mean, was it pretty good? Because we got just ever so close to it pretty quickly.
That's true.
Okay, we're starting off the year blazing hot. What seat is above all others? The prince.
Hot seat.
Huh?
The hot seat.
Okay. And the hot seat is above all others?
Oh, an airplane seat.
Jump seat.
Yeah, I like those. What seat is above all others, the prince of which is richly served, yet when he gains stature, he'll be lowered as he deserves?
Oh, a high seat.
Twister.
A coffin.
For a baby.
JPC, change
a high chair?
One. High chair. It's a high chair.
In Australia, they call them high seats, and I do apologize that
I'd like
I used
to see a scene.
Another Australianism.
JPC, you're a man at a restaurant. And you're complaining to the server, Adel, that you don't fit in the high chair.
Mm. I was talking, and you started walking away.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I thought you...
No,
you just...
trust me, don't have to apologize. It happens so often that I'm just used to it. The high chair that you brought to the table, I think this is a medium. Do you happen to have a large?
I'm so sorry. We only have the one. It only comes in one size. Yeah, we don't. I mean, we don't custom make them. These we order these.
You have to order. Yeah, you have to order the
larger size. We never really see a size. I was just bringing it out to humor you. I didn't know you're going to try and sit in it. I would recommend you just use our normal chairs.
Okay. If I could, I would. So first of all, if I could, I would. Second of all, no, I'll be using a high chair. And if you don't have the one that fits me, then I guess you, who do work here, correct?
I yes.
We'll have to come with me to my car to get the one that I have, and bring it into the restaurant. Because it's too big for me to lift by myself.
I'm fine to allow you to bring that in. I don't have to join you.
I must demand that you do.
Okay.
I have to...
This job doesn't pay me well enough to kind of put up with that.
It's not a matter of pay, and it's not a matter of pay. I'm requisitioning you to do this task for me.
Our specials today, we do have a, it's a jumbo
shrimp. There's only one special today, and he's a special boy, and it's his birthday, and he's me, and I demand that you go get your coat, walk with me to my car, which is parked at my house.
We did, we did
bring the high chair back for me to sit.
Of course, sir. We did receive your email from Open Table when you made the reservation. It did say in special notes, it is my birthday. And then it said free appetizer, free dinner, free dessert. that's not something we do here. I'm happy to bring you out some sorbet.
I don't send those emails. I don't send those emails.
Okay. Was there someone else in your party that couldn't make it that sent that?
No. I'm dining alone. My daughter sends the emails on my behalf.
Of course.
She wants nothing to do with me, but on my birthday, she books me a restaurant experience so that I can feel like a special boy.
And is your daughter the woman who's sitting back-to-back at the other table from you with the fake mustache on?
I wouldn't know. I haven't ever seen my daughter face-to-face. I was in prison for many years.
Oh, can I ask what you... work.
I was the warden.
Oh.
Apologies. Yeah. Apologies. And don't you feel like a fool?
Thank you. Thank you for doing that, I guess. I've never met a warden. I don't know what to say to them.
I mean, he was a warden and then he went to jail for tax fraud. Okay.
Yes. I was a prison warden who went to jail for tax fraud. So.
I meant prison. Okay.
No.
Fight.
No.
Fight.
How do you know so much about my life? You're not my enemy, Steven, from across the way, are you?
I'm your daughter. And I'm your
Grace.
Friend. I'm your enemy, Steven, from across the way.
The mustache! You are Steven from across the way all these years?
All these years. Now let's get this waiter to go back and get your high chair from the house.
Waiter, obviously this is a very special occasion and not something that we planned out ahead of time. I think you should come with me back to my house in South Dakota, get the high chair from my car, which I do not own, and bring it back to this restaurant so I can have my special pancake breakfast.
And since we have this big, big reunion happening, we should get all of it for free.
Let's seal it all with a triple kiss.
Scene. That's what it's like to be a waiter in 2024.
Yeah, pretty much anywhere.
Yeah.
Pretty much anywhere. Let's do one more riddle
before
the break.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah,
can I ask both of you a question? I don't really eat out in restaurants a lot, but I do go to a breakfast place about once a week. It's like our special time. We go get some breakfast on a Saturday, and I do get to see like little kind of insane things. For the most part, most people are great. They just go to restaurants. They act normal. There's a lot of like normal in restaurants. But about a couple weeks ago, I was at this restaurant having breakfast. And as soon as we walked in, there was an alarm going off, like one of those cell phone alarms that's like ding, 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 like very loud and very abrupt. And I'm like walking into the restaurant, like, what's going on? Like, does no one hear this like cell phone alarm going off? It goes off for 10 minutes.
Whoa.
Finally, I'm like trying to figure out where it's coming from, but I'm not like asking anyone or stopping or hassling anyone because it's obviously a customer. And there's one table and there are some older people. And my suspicion is on them. Sure.
Yeah.
This is a judgment. I'm making a judgment, but my suspicion is on them because they're also one of the only people that are not looking around for the source of the sound, which is a big red flag.
The call is coming from inside the house, of course.
A waiter comes up to them and says, hey, it's the two people. They say, hey, the cell phone, is one of your cell phones going on? And it's a guy and a woman. And the guy turns to the woman and goes, she doesn't even have a cell phone. And the waiter goes, could it be your cell phone? And he goes, I don't think so.
I don't think so.
And then he reaches into his bag and he pulls out a loud cell phone that just like has been going on for 10 minutes. But I did love the insanity of the waiter who knows it's him and is asking in the most polite way, could it be yours? And his first response was, she doesn't even have a cell phone. It's like,
oh, bless.
Hey, man.
Bless.
We're talking
bless,
about
bless.
You.
That's exhausting. Yeah, I also feel like a lot of older people have the, not haptics, what's it where it's like when you text or something, it's like click, 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 click.
Oh, yeah, the sound on.
Where it's like, what are you doing?
People who still have the sound on your phone, I got to tell you, enough with it. You got it. Phones need to be completely silent.
Mm-hmm.
I do know people in the service industry saying that post-COVID, people are significantly crazier to staff at restaurants.
Everyone's I believe it.
And I've noticed, and it's the few times I've been at like a fancy restaurant for like a birthday or a special occasion for like a friend or something over the last few years, where I've had the thought like, oh my God, I think being rich gives you brain damage. Because it's only at the fanciest restaurant that, that you see people trying to make waiters and waitresses cry for sport. It's outrageous.
It's outrageous. Outrageous.
It's big game hunting for the wealthy.
Yeah, it's so... Yeah. It's so upsetting and such a clear divide between people who have absolutely worked a job like that before and the people who haven't.
They stuff and mount the receipts where they had two items taken off and they put above their fireplaces.
Stuff and mount the receipts.
Yeah, I agree with all that. People.
Adel, your cell phone's been going off for like 10 minutes.
Gemma doesn't have a cell phone. Let's do one more riddle before the break here.
Great.
It can keep you alive. It can make you dead. It can be blue. It can be red. Enough is a word it never has said.
Poison. Blue poison, red poison.
Could you read it again?
Is that from Dr. Seuss's The Poisons You'll Go?
Uh-huh.
It can keep you alive. It can make you dead. It can be blue. It can be red. Enough is a word it has never said.
I'm going to go with blood here.
Yeah, blue red.
Blue blood, red blood.
Yeah, Tom Selleck, Americans.
That's very, very good. I would say blood probably has said enough. I don't think enough is a word blood is
I'd like to
said.
See a scene.
Whoa.
Adel, you are blue blood. You're sort of the shy blood when it's inside the body. And JBC, you are red blood. And you two are, and you're much bolder and brighter and louder. And you two are hanging out.
Woo, that was fun. You gotta go, right? Because you gotta get more oxygen, or
yeah. I'm just gonna stay inside. I don't really want to. When I go out, I feel like I'm just different. I change. It's
buddy. I gotta stop you right there. That's all wrong. Okay, how dare you talk about my best friend like that? First of all,
oh, I'm so sorry. Who's your
blue? It's you, buddy. You're my best. Be my bestie.
Oh, thank you.
It's just, you. I'm trying to pump you up.
I'm not used to anyone looking out for. I'm just gonna. You're the life of the party. You go. I'm just gonna clot.
No, don't. Hey, don't you dare clot. Okay, don't you dare clot. I will force feed you blood thinners if you clot. Okay.
Okay.
And look, you want to know a dirty little secret?
You think I'm the life of the party?
Yeah.
Inside. I am the party. Not only do I give the party life, the party lives within me. I'm both sides of that coin, okay?
Oh,
the party never stops. When people lower their voice and say, let me tell you something, they usually say something braggadocious, correct?
I guess so.
I wouldn't know. That's the only way I know how to be.
here comes white blood cells. Hey, WBC.
Hey, what's up?
Whoa.
I'm just hanging out with period blood. We're having the best time.
White blood cell, what is going on?
Hi.
I gotta tell you, I am hemoglobin over here.
Whatever,
what I mean?
Red blood. You and I don't work together. My job's with blue blood. Once I'm out of the body, I'm not really doing much, you know.
You're talking about my main blue blood here. I gotta tell you.
Oh, hi, blue blood. I didn't even see you there. Whoa.
No, that's fine. I'm inches from you, but that's fine.
Blue blood. Let me wingman for you.
Please don't. This is my coworker. Please
let me do this.
Please don't. Please.
Anyway, Blue Blood was just telling me, won first place in a dick measuring contest.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I measured the best. It wasn't my.
You were measuring the dick.
I was. Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah, it was a little contest that me and him were running together. He was measuring me. Anyway,
Blood and I are sort of, we have plans. So it was nice seeing you guys.
Blue Blood, you
good
love
job
plans.
Measuring those penises.
You love plans, Blue Blood. Go for it.
I gotta go.
Good job measuring those penises. Something I hope every certificate I receive says. It can keep you alive. It can make you dead. It can keep you alive. It can make you dead. It can be blue. It can be red. Enough is a word it has never said.
Fire.
So I had. Oh, JBC, it's fire.
Yeah. If it's not blood, it's fire. That's what I've always learned from this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fire brought to you by Prometheus.
Blood.
And this episode is brought to you by some other folks who aren't Prometheus or Blood, and we'll hear from them right now.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin clear.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
And thrusters go. Engine 3, go. All right, we have liftoff. Oh, Aaron and JPC, I just sent a bunch of our money into space.
Oh, yeah! Wait, what?
Well, it's kind of the same thing as how we're wasting it right now, right? There's all those unused subscriptions that we have that are just sort of...
Boy.
Addle.
Aaron, you want to drop some knowledge on this fool, or should I
would love to, JPC. Addle, you sort of had the right idea, but we use the Rocket Money app. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. And it's also my most used app on my phone by far.
Ding, 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 ding. Most used app, Addle, okay? And it doesn't just... Look, I know what you had good intentions. You put a bunch of money in a rocket and sent it up to space. Great intentions. But that's not what Rocket Money does. With Rocket Money, you have full control over your subscriptions and a clear view of your expenses. You can see all of your subscriptions in one place. And if you see something you don't want, Rocket Money can help cancel it
with just a few taps.
Mm-hmm. And you can clearly see your spending habits. Plus, they help create a custom budget and keep your spending on track.
Wowie zowie, I just looked it up. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all the app's features.
Uh-huh. Can you believe it?
And Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lowering your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with customer service for you, Adel.
Oh. Well, can I tell you a little secret? I was lying. I didn't send money into space. That would be stupid. I sent a bunch of my books into space to help aliens get smarter.
That's where we keep our money.
Yeah, I knew you were never going to read all those books, so I hollowed them out and filled them with money.
Oh, no. Well, stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/riddle. That's rocketmoney.com/riddle. Rocketmoney.com/riddle.
We don't need money. We have friendship.
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 We have friendship.
We have friendship. Welcome back. Wow, it feels like it's been, Aaron, has it been so long since we've done an Australian accent? I feel like we should do, I want to see a scene.
100 years. Oh, okay, yeah.
it's not really a scene, it's more of like a shindig. Let's all just do some Australian accents, because this is the last episode.
What are you doing? We're trying to help you get clean. We already got it all out of our system.
No, I don't.
And I found all of the place you were hiding Australian accents around your house.
What?
Okay?
I told you to stay out of every crevice.
We're trying to help you, man.
It's not that I need to. I want to. I don't need to. I can stop whenever I like.
It's beginning to feel like a personal attack.
Oh. I thought you were going to say Christmas.
Hey, Adel, come here.
Yeah?
Come here.
Yeah.
Give me a hug. Just patting down your body to see if you have... Australian accents in your pockets. Australian accents in your teeth. Get it out.
What is something Australians have a hard time saying? I feel like there's a phrase
I love
learned recently where that sounds right.
They have a hard time saying, what do they have a hard time saying?
I feel like
just like anything emotionally honest, right? Like it's hard to be vulnerable no matter where you're from.
I don't know. I think they have more figured out than we do. I think
really,
they're on the
Australians?
I know, and I know that.
They have hooning.
Okay, here's this is from CNN Travel. Australian slang, 33 phrases to help you talk like an Aussie.
Okay.
Number 33. Oh, interesting. Reverse order. Fair go, mate. Fair suck of the sauce bottle. Fair crack of the whip.
Huh?
Number 32. No worries, mate. She'll be all right.
No worries, mate. She'll be all right.
Number 28. Tell him he's dreaming. Number 27. Dog's breakfast. Okay. Number 25. Rip snorter. I don't know if we want to. Do we?
Keep going.
Can we keep going? Number 19. Toads, banana benders, cockies, sand gropers, crow eaters. That can't be one phrase. That must be several terms. Number 18.
Give me home amongst the gum trees with lots of fun trees. A sheep, a two, and a kangaroo.
Number 18. Ocker Yobo. Is that what they call October?
I have no idea. Far out, mate.
Number 17. Put a sock in it. That's ours. Wait a minute.
We love put a sock in it.
That's ours. Put a sock in it.
So what are you trying to do here? You're trying to get these Australians all riled up and coming after you, huh?
No, I'm saying
you're negging them.
I'm negging them. Australian culture is so Australia is so fun and cool, and they have the best, most fun accents.
Didn't you also say that Japanese culture is really cool, and you wanted to do some Japanese accents as well?
Let's do some more riddles. Soft in the ground and hard on the table. Make it into any shape that you're able.
Water.
Play-Doh.
Clay. It's similar to Play-Doh. It's clay.
Play-Doh. Play-Doh. Wow, clay is kind of the original Play-Doh, huh?
Yeah, I guess so.
Silly putty.
Fuck.
Silly putty, I think, was like invented for, it was supposed to be something they were using or creating for World War II, and it was like an accidental byproduct, and they're like, I don't know, fucking kids will play with this.
Mm.
Make a million of them, ship them out, put them in an egg.
We used to use a lot of Sculpey.
What's Sculpey?
Sculpey is like, it's like clay, but like you bake it at home. Like you can bake it in like a conventional oven.
Cookie dough?
Like
you,
No, you can't eat it. But it's like it's like Play-Doh, but you it's Play-Doh that you
how
bake
do you make
at home. What's that?
What's the
how
recipe?
How do you make it? What's the recipe?
So you can't eat it. I'm really concerned
yeah,
that everyone
keeps saying
recipe.
You make it at
recipe.
Home. It has
you
to have
it.
A.
How do you? Yeah.
It's like how you would like set something in a kiln. Like you could make like a little bowl. Like you know if you were in like a spinning class or a pottery class, where you know spinning on a wheel.
Sculpey. I remember Sculpey.
Yeah, Sculpey. Yeah,
Sculpey sounds like a kid's show, like a little creature, like an aardvark named Sculpey or something.
Oh Sculpey, my the fucking Italian aardvark. God! This is unlocking so many memories. You used to make like little lettuce and flowers and stuff.
How do you spell it?
Sculpey, and it's not you don't make the clay at home. You buy the clay and then you bake your creations in the oven to make them hard.
Wait, did I say that you make the clay?
It's
a product.
That's what I thought you meant that you bake something and it turns into clay that you then use.
You thought you made Sculpey at home. Like
yes.
Sculpey is not a product.
That's
it's
why
like a
I
thing
asked
that
for the
use.
Recipe.
That
this
sounds
is
like
why
an Australian,
we're in this hole together, man.
That sounds like one of CNN's 33 Aussie phrases, making Sculpey at home, which means, of course, to...
Pooping.
I will
to
say...
What?
The image I'm seeing of Sculpey, the image I'm seeing of Sculpey, there is a... 0.0001% difference between this and taffy. This looks like taffy.
Oh, I want to play with Sculpey so bad.
What was
Aaron,
the stuff
that
you, was like?
I'll get you some Sculpey for next Christmas.
Thank you.
What was the, like the shapely stuff you could like? It's like Play-Doh, but it was made of like little balls. Like it was like kind of foamy.
Dippin' Dots.
The Play-Doh of the future.
No, I know what you're talking about. It was like a softer Play-Doh.
Yeah, but it's made of
like
little
foamy.
Like foamy balls. There was also
foamy,
when I was a kid.
Softer Play-Doh. Wow.
There was a fun product where I'm going to sound insane. Don't make fun of me. I think this was real and I didn't dream it. It was sand that I think you could sculpt or play with underwater. But then when you took it out of water, it was dry. Like it didn't. I don't know if I'm saying this right. It never got wet. It never was wet. You put it in water.
Is this a riddle?
No.
Is he reading a riddle right now?
Am I?
What
do you
is sand
remember
that
this?
Never gets wet?
No.
It's like fun foam.
Maybe
the little beads,
yes.
Yeah, that's
yes,
fun
yes,
foam.
Yes. But I would prefer.
But what? But Aaron. But what about
thing.
What about the sand that never gets wet?
I don't
what
know what
that?
The fuck he's talking about with that.
It was like magic sand, and you could like layer
okay,
it.
Okay, so
make
you said
cool...
you put it in water. Where would you put it? Like in the sink?
You play in like a bowl of water.
You put it in a bowl of water.
Yeah, and then you're playing with it, and you're like, "This is so cool." And then you take it out of the water, and it's dry immediately. Like it never got wet. Aaron, did you look it up?
Magic sand?
Magic
kinetic
sand.
Sand.
Magic sand.
Okay. What,
sounds like a
so
resort.
What about it is magic? Is it just like full of like iridium or some shit? Like is it just, is the magic sand that it's like a
chemicals?
Chemical byproduct?
I guess we had different childhoods, but I think a sand that never gets
we
wet
did.
Is pretty magical to
one.
Me. I don't know.
Yeah,
I guess
magic
I'm
sand.
A little more hopeful. I have less cynicism in my... That's not true. We're both pretty cynical.
Yeah.
Aaron, are you? This is our
thriving.
First. This is our first Aaron's big sigh of the year. Mm-hmm. Aaron, how we doing?
Plenty more where that came from, y'all. I'm just getting warmed up.
I wonder if I googled like magic sand class action lawsuit, how many people who have like pancreatic cancer now?
Oh,
like,
sure. Yeah.
With magic
oh
sand
yeah, I job. Definitely ate some stuff like that.
Yeah, I definitely have a lot of plastics in my lungs. here's another riddle. His
okay.
body is slender. He has 3 feet. On his wide, flat head, he wears a sheet. He's there when I play a melody sweet. I can fold him up so nice and neat.
An easel? A...
Music stand?
Music stand?
It's a music stand.
Whoa, Aaron, you got it seconds after I got it.
I do want to see
fucking amazing,
Adel, I'm
going to
kill him. I'm going to kill him, Adel.
No, that's fine. I do want to see a scene. JBC, you and I are town folk of a small town set in any town, USA.
Sure.
Aaron, you are a salesman coming through town. You're a music stand, and you're here to sell us something and maybe sing us a song. Wow, who is that coming up on? That is a fast horse. Who is that riding up?
I don't think I know anyone in town that owns a horse that fast.
Like a slim metal guy. What
Excuse
is this?
Excuse me. Can someone please put me at the center of town?
It talks. Oh.
Where's the mouth?
We should kill it.
No. I'm here to change your town. and make your frown turn upside down. I'm gonna teach your kids music and fuck all your wives. I'm gonna make it so music's in your town and your wives are gonna fuck me and they're gonna like it so. Huh. I'm gonna teach your kids to say do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
Hey, Jim, grab it. Jim, grab it. Let's bend it. Bend
fuck
it.
You.
Bend it in the middle.
Bend, you demon. Was the sound just coming into your ears from... It felt like it was singing into my own brain.
Like a radio station inside my head.
You think that's going to stop me?
It's unbending itself. Holy shit.
Trouble.
Dolores, get away from that. Get away from that.
I don't know. Looks like it needs help.
Dolores, don't. Come on. That's a
music
stand.
I'm just
going
to bring it back to my bedroom and try to fix it up, okay? This beautiful antique music stand. It would be a shame if it went unfucked. I mean, broken.
Also,
what am I doing?
Also, Nick, I mean, come on, man. Dolores, she's obviously having affairs.
What do you... I don't know what you're talking about. She comes home every morning at 10 a.m. wearing the same clothes she was wearing the night before because she knows... You know, I compliment her on her dress, so she likes it. You know, she knows I like it so much.
Daddy pulls on coat.
Huh.
A music stand just came into our house and taught me how to play music. And now he's with Mom in the bedroom.
Teaching her music or...
Sounds like it.
I mean, that... The kid looks nothing like you. In fact, the kid kind of looks like a music stand.
No, my son's head folds out to hold any sheets of paper, and that's something that runs in my family.
I just think you're in denial, man. I mean, look at me. I'm living a happy life. I know my wife fucks the music stand. I know she does. And we talk about it. We're open. We're honest. It's better for our marriage.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's back in the center of town. Do you want to have your kids have no musical ability?
I mean, I guess...
My kid's half music stand, so I'm pretty sure he's got a lot of musical...
It would be a shame if he went unfucked. I mean, and then Aaron gave a big, what am I doing?
Yeah, sometimes a Hey Riddle Riddle scene feels like tap dancing on a tightrope without a net under it. Where you're like, whoa, all of a sudden you have like horrible vertigo inside the scene. Does this happen to you guys? Where you're like, what was this?
I try to immediately forget what we did.
Yeah. Watching someone tap dance on a tightrope without a net would be like just an awful way to watch someone die. Mm-hmm.
That's how like, you're like, Dick Grayson's family.
You know
died.
They're going to go.
Maybe that's how Goofy goes this year.
Wow.
Tap dancing on a tightrope. That sounds
voiced
like an Aussie phrase, too.
Chris Pratt.
Voiced by Chris Pratt. Italian Goofy would be fun. I'd watch an Italian Goofy.
All right. Okay.
Gosh.
I would love it if Chris Pratt got caught cast in the Goofy movie. Like Goofy was played by Chris Pratt, and he came out in all the interviews and go, don't worry, everybody. I'm going to do the voice normal. Everyone's like, what?
What? Why even say it?
What is normal? What's normal
it's
Goofy
so funny.
Voice?
Here we go. Three black whiskers on a white face. Regardless of the weather, they wouldn't stay together, but each went about at its own pace.
Clock. It's a clock.
It's a man with a fucked up mustache.
It's a man with a fucked up mustache on his face.
Who, me?
Man with a fucked up mustache on his face.
Unnecessary? You're at my
filmed in front of a whole studio audience filled with guys and mustaches.
Man with a fucked up mustache is played by Vincent Price. That's right. We got him back. It's a clock. Yeah, it's a clock.
That's a good riddle, though. I like that one.
That was good. Three black whiskers. I like that a lot.
Because
You're thinking an animal, and then it's a clock, which is a type of animal.
I'm thinking man with a fucked up mustache, so I wasn't even thinking animal.
I do want to see a scene.
Okay, no problem.
Aaron and JPC.
Yes, that's totally okay.
Aaron and JPC, you're going to be narrators for a documentary on people with sort of fucked up facial hair. And it's almost in the style of David Attenborough or Planet Earth.
Let's focus now on a coffee shop in Brooklyn.
Yeah, so my new band, it's like jazz fusion, but like
this
pavement.
Man is a barista. And he has a handlebar mustache.
So Stephen Malcolmus meets like Miles Davis by way of Tom Waits.
As he does with every customer he comes across, he invariably turns the conversation back to his mustache. How much work he puts into it, the effort that it takes to wax it, the maintenance. He even gives people advice, unsolicited of course, how they could have a similar mustache.
So I thought to just start waxing it in the shower, and I think that's really giving it some volume. You know, you should maybe do some trimming in the shower, you know, just make it, keep it tight.
He spent $45 on pomade for his mustache, and he spent $30 on his girlfriend's birthday gift.
When life gives you palm.
We see his apartment. His bed, disheveled. His sheets, non-existent. His mattress, firmly on the floor, but in the middle of the room. I mean, who puts the mattress in the middle of the room?
But look, I have those Togo couches.
His books, unread. His records, pretentiously bought. And his mustache, a high-maintenance problem he can hide behind.
We now take you to suburban America. Ohio, to be exact, right outside of Sandusky, to a middle school where 12-year-old Marcus has just started the ability to grow a mustache.
No, don't film me. Don't film me. Please don't film me. Please leave.
Your dad signed the permission slip, Marcus. He said you could shave that thing on your lip or you could be in the movie, and you chose not to shave.
It's really coming in, though. Shaving makes it come in thicker next time I do shave, you know?
Nope, that's wrong. It's a myth, and it's not coming in thicker. Let's ask some of Marcus's classmates how they feel, specifically the tall girl classmates, how they feel about his little mustache.
Dom looks bad.
Okay, so that's just a teacher. That was a teacher.
I'm a tall girl. Teachers can be tall girls.
Teachers can be tall girls.
boy. Very
unsolicited
fun.
Teacher opinion as you pass in the hallway. Stupid shirt, bad attitude.
That should be a podcast, is teachers just talking shit on students. That's fun, right? That couldn't be, dip into
lounge?
Problematic. Teacher's lounge. Yeah, you're right, it's teacher's lounge.
Shut it down. We made teacher's lodge again. Shut it all down.
Well, why don't we, for the first time this year, in this entire year, we're going to hear a voicemail from a listener. Of course, I do want to stress, for 2024, get us your voicemails. Get them in early and often. You can call us at 1-805-RIDDLES-1. That's
Riddle 1. No
riddle
S.
One. Sorry. 1-805-RIDDLE-1. 1-805-RIDDLE-1. Try and keep it under, what do we say, 60 seconds?
30 seconds.
30 seconds, fine. Keep it under 30 seconds. We're dying. This year, we're dying to do more voicemails, so send them on over. Casey, why don't we hear a voicemail theme?
In the Riddle podcast system, episodes are composed of two separate but equally important components. Riddies and puzzies.
JPC, did you make this?
No.
And scenes. And plugs. And voicemails. I guess that's five components. This part of the show is mainly about the voicemails. These are their stories.
10 out of 10. Fantastic. I love it.
That was another submission by a friend of the show, Chris Finke. Christopher Finke. Thank you again for that voicemail submission. The Law and Order voicemail theme.
I don't want to be hyperbolic, but that's the coolest thing I've ever heard. I think. Casey, whenever you're ready, let's hear that voicemail.
Hi, Adel, JPC, and Aaron. It's Aaron Keefe. I'm calling mostly as an experiment, and I want to see how long it takes for the voicemail I'm leaving currently right now to make it onto the show.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know if this is going to be in 2027 or if it's going to be like January, February 2024 is my current guess. All right. I love you, Aaron. You're doing really great. I'm so proud of you. Adel, also proud. JPC, I'm also proud of you. Okay. And Katie, hi. All right. What am I doing? Okay. Enough. Goodbye.
I like the enough at the end. Enough.
Okay, we are recording this episode. It wasn't even 6 hours, JPC.
Casey, cut that. 2 months. So about 2 months is the time limit.
I'm going to be honest. It took me a little bit to realize that was you.
It didn't sound like me, right?
It didn't sound like you. I think when you said, when they said, this is Aaron Keefe, I was like, oh, And then as they kept talking, I'm like, oh, that is really Aaron. But it didn't sound like you.
I sounded once weird.
Once it gets to the laugh, you know it's Aaron. Because it's really
fuck
it's, I think,
you.
Wow.
Just kidding.
It's hard to fake a laugh. It's hard for someone to like perfectly mimic someone's laugh.
Yeah.
Because a laugh has to be kind of casual or else it's like a little bit forced. So, hey, unless you... If you can fool me, if you could call in with your best Aaron Keefe impression,
I would love if we got a bunch of voicemails. 30-second voicemails of your best Aaron Keefe impression. Not too mean.
Couple questions for you, Aaron. Uh-huh. First of all, question number one,
yeah.
Is everything going kind of all right or what's happening?
Nope.
Great. Question number two, the voicemail, 30 seconds, you, way off. I mean, you were like almost a minute on that one.
Wow. Sorry.
That's where a host of the show even gets penalized.
And you also neglected to ask a question. What are we supposed to do with a voicemail like that?
I asked how long it would take for my voicemail to make it onto the show.
Bad question to ask.
In Aaron's defense, I think there was a question couched within that voicemail, which was, JPC, you're doing great. It seemed like there's a question mark at the end of that.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if I was proud of him.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a pause there, which again is only adding to the length. I don't think we could cut the comedic pauses in all of these voicemails going forward.
It's adding to the length. I know someone who measures dick.
Yeah, the guy from the scene.
Oh, man. Well, I'm glad that my voicemail made it. And you know what? Maybe I'll leave another one one day. Ooh. And I'll have it be 30 seconds, I promise.
And you can leave that to 1-805-RIDDLE-1. Or you can, hey, if you want to mail us anything, Aaron, you can mail us something for yourself. That can be mailed to Hey Riddle Riddle, 6351 West Montrose Avenue, number 267, Chicago, Illinois, 60634. If you want to mail us anything at all. And that could be a voicemail. You could mail us a voicemail.
It'd be very funny for Aaron to mail us something for her, because then I would have to fucking mail it back to her in California, which would be just a hassle.
How unwell do I feel right now? I think that's a fun activity to pass the time.
Aaron, you put the back of your hand up to your neck.
Uh-huh. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
Since it is the new year, let's just kick it off right by plugging the Patreon. Hey, Riddle Riddle Patreon, we're so proud of what we do over there. We have so much fun. We've had a lot of fun guests recently. We've had a lot of episodes I'm very proud of to be a part of and to help construct. Check it out, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. There's $1 tier, there's a $5 tier, there's an $8 tier. Whatever suits your 2020 NAR budget, hop on over there. Aaron, anything you'd like to plug or promote?
Yes, my favorite podcast is the Material Girls podcast. I'm on like my third re-listen of all the episodes. I think a good episode to go into it is the Goblin Mode episode, but I love it a lot. And I think that if you listen to our show, it's a good balance for the chaos we put out into the world. I think our two shows together will balance out your brain. Nicely.
We're the poison, they're the antidote.
Exactly. Truly. check that out if you haven't already. JBC, do you have a review of the show you want to read?
Yes, and if you would like to get a review featured in a future episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, a 2024 episode even, go and give us a 5-star review anywhere you leave reviews. Hey, this one's from Ultra Queer. I love saying that name. Great replacement for Vyvanse. Do not consult your doctor. If you have unmedicated ADHD, this is the podcast for you. I don't know. I can't endorse any of that, but I love it. So thank you for writing it, Ultra Queer.
I will say we get that a lot. I would say 99.9% of our listeners have ADHD, and that 0.1% is the partners of people.
I'm so sorry, guys. I just saw CNN Travel just posted a new article, just popped up when my browser refreshed. It says here that the dad from Bluey, Bandit, it looks like he has passed away.
Don't even say it. Nar. Nor.
They don't know. Nor. They don't know the cause of death. They're. It looks like Chili is being held. under
Nor.
Questioning.
Adel. Scroll down. Did they say anything about the helicopter that ate Rahm Emanuel?
It's okay. Rahm Emanuel was eaten by. It wasn't a helicopter. Is
look for update. Look for update.
Update. Okay. It says Rahm Emanuel was crushed when he was shot into space and landed on what is
Nor. Nor. Jupiter. Nor. Nor. I can't
tots
do it.
Forever. They probably say that, right? Tots? Probably. Like Tata? Tots forever?
We've alienated an entire continent.
And an entire country.
Yeah.
Stabbed him with an icicle. And the horse's name Friday.
dogs and noodles. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We do an improv fantasy draft. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial or the Review Crew for $8 a month and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.